Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. In this daily editorial, we are getting an update from Arcana Silver, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol AUN, also on the OTCQX under the symbol AUNFF. Shad and I are chatting with the President and CEO, Kevin Drover. Now, just to bring everybody up to speed, Arcana owns the Revenue Virginia's polymetallic mine in Colorado. And the key step here is that the company just announced a couple days ago, August 30th, an update on the restart progress of this mine with the first ore going through the mill. This is a major step forward to restarting this production. Kevin, let's just start with a general comment then. Take us through, now that ore is starting to run through the mill, what does current production look like and what is the ramp-up process?
Well, good to be with you guys. Exciting times, really exciting times for Arcana to be back as a producer again. And as you know, we're in the process of ramping the mill up to full production right now. We're putting development ore through the mill, getting the kinks out of the thing, a few bugs and gremlins and these things as they start up kind of thing. But we're pressing ahead quite nicely. We're looking at ramping up production through September at the rate of about 130 tons a day. That's about half the rate of our production. Coming into the second half of September, we'll be looking to start to move that tonnage up toward the 270 tons per day, which is the nominal rating as per our feasibility study that was done. However, we do have a mill that's capable of in excess of 500 tons, and I'll talk about that just a little bit. But exciting times right now. We're in the process of ramping up. We're still looking at probably cash flow positive in October. It'll be late October. But things right now are looking good as we move ourselves into full production.
Well, Kevin, you're starting with the 130 tons per day of the development ore, and then October you'll be switching over to the actual larger, higher grade ore out of the mine and ramping it up to 270 tons per day. But isn't the ultimate goal by next year to start getting it up into that 400 tons per day? And maybe speak to us about what it looks like just a little bit further out as you move through the end of this year and into the beginning of next year.
Sure thing. Yes, and that's exactly right. You know, we're looking at right now just getting up to that 270 tons a day, and we're looking to be, there in October. We're probably going to be maintaining that all the way through to the end of the year and into 2022. But as I said, the mill has the capabilities of doing 500 tons a day. So our goal is in 2022, we're looking to add on another 100 tons a day, get ourselves up to that 400 tons. That gets us in that 4.5 to 5 million ounce range of production. And then in 2023, we're looking at going up another 100 tons a day and get to that 6.5 million ounce production and 500 tons through the mill. So that's a longer term plan. And of course, don't forget, we still have the Shafter project down there where we hope to put a new resource estimate out here in the next couple of months. We're looking at also doing a feasibility study. Probably before that, we do a little bit of drilling. We need to do some additional metallurgical work for the feasibility study, but we'll be looking to probably initiate a feasibility study in the first quarter of 22 with an eye that, we'd be in a position to, pending a positive outcome from it, making a production decision in the second half, third quarter of 2022. And that would put us in the, bringing it online. It's about 2.5 to 3 million ounces we anticipate from there. So that would take us into that mid-tier producer status of around 8 to 9 million ounces a year over the next coming couple of years.
Yeah, that would be great to have both the mines going at full steam ahead and be in that mid-tier producer status. Just real quick, circling back to the operations at the Revenue Virginia's mine, just speak to us briefly about your partnership with Trafigura and how their offtake of the concentrates is paying you quite well on the contained metal values. You've got a good partnership there. So that's going to drive the economics of the project. Speak to us about that a little bit, Kevin.
Yeah, we've got a great deal with Trafigura. They're going to pay us 95% of contained metal at our door. So when we load it on the truck, they pay us. We don't have to wait and incur all that working capital time. So they pay us right there, and then we settle up a couple of months later once the final smelter returns are in place. So that is a great relationship that we have, and you know, we look forward to working with Traffy through the coming years, you know, as we we're producers there. But that's a really big deal for us to be able to get that payment so early in the pipeline.
Kevin, let's talk about some of the economics around the restart of this Revenue Virginia's mine, because the company did come out with a feasibility study in 2018. Can you take us through some of the key numbers in terms of what the estimated costs are going to be for production here? Anything else that investors should be aware of to recap from that feasibility study?
Well, I think the feasibility, first of all, the feasibility was done at $18.50 silver. And, you know, the economics on that at those numbers and gold, I believe, was at, I'm not sure, but I think it was like 16, or actually 1300, I believe. And we do have byproduct credits for lead and zinc, and those were fairly low numbers as well. So, you know, the economics at that, at those prices at 270 tons a day was an NPV of, I believe, $75 million and an IRR of about 77%. And of course, you know, with even with silver down now to $23-24, you know, this thing is going to throw off a tremendous amount of cash. And our NPV at those numbers is closer to $175 million. At a 5% discount and about 145% IRR. So the it's a very, very robust project. The grade in the feasibility study was roughly right at 37 ounces per ton silver equivalent. We're seeing grades above that number right now as we open up our stopes for mining. So we're very encouraged that we're seeing grades in excess of what we were expecting. So you know, we're very optimistic right now. The key with us is, of course, just getting ourselves into production. We have seen some price pressures on labor, on things like steel, timber that we use an awful lot of, and of course, in the initial stages of getting up to speed and to full production, costs tend to be a little bit higher. So we're anticipating right now, and we're guiding around the $10 to $12 all-in sustaining cost. In the feasibility study, those numbers came in at $10.71, I believe it was, for per silver equivalent ounce, and $8 on a pure silver basis. So we're still in the ballpark, although, as I said, we have seen that inflationary pressures, you know, pushing our costs up a little bit. Of course, over the next couple of months, what we're going to be doing is, first, you know, we're establishing our material handling, get the ore tonnage through the mill. We'll then, you know, at the same time and subsequent to that, we'll be focusing on the metallurgy, getting our recoveries. And then lastly, we'll be focusing in on reducing our costs. But first, you know, the first thing is, let's get the tons through. Let's get our metallurgy set. Then we'll come in and we'll really hammer down the costs to where we think they probably should be in the long run.
Well, Kevin, even at a little bit higher AISC with the labor and some of the input cost, with silver in the mid-20s, you guys are still sitting pretty with a nice margin. So I know that you have one of the highest grade, if not the highest grade, undeveloped silver mine that you're bringing into production here. But just remind folks, you're only mining from one of the veins, the Virginia's vein, and you still have 9 other veins or 8 other veins in addition to the Virginia's vein, and big chunks of the Virginia's vein to still explore. So one of the things we hear in the marketplace is that, well, the resource is relatively small, but you guys have so much exploration upside. Maybe just speak in a general sense to how much more there still is to grow the project in Colorado.
Yeah, that's a really good point. And you're absolutely right. We do have 9 major veins. Right now we are only focused on the Virginia's vein. And the Virginia's vein is 16,000 feet. We own 16,000 feet of it. All of our current resources and reserves are on about 3,500 feet of that 16,000. So needless to say, we have a lot of exploration potential, both to the north and to the south. We've not had the opportunity. We've been focused on getting ourselves into a cash flow position and getting us up and running. So that's been our focus. We've not really focused on the exploration side of this, but we believe that the Virginia's vein alone should allow us to operate for around 20 years. We've done some work on that. We know the vein outcrops the surface. We can see it, but we don't have any drill results, and you really can't drill this thing. You have to develop on the level. So you know, now that we're up on the 1800 level, we're also going up on the 15 and the 1200. We're going to be pushing those levels out to the north, and that's going to be some of the exploration that we're going to be doing in the near term. In addition to that, we did start some exploration on our Wheel of Fortune vein. We have a very prospective area there that we believe that can add certainly short-term value to the company. We've drifted out about 400 feet. We're just getting ourselves in a position where we can do some drilling, but we think there's some very high-grade silver there, but also some fairly substantial gold values as well. We've recently put that on hold a little bit simply because we wanted to take those miners that we had there and help us accelerate our development on the 1800 a bit. But we'll be getting back to that just as soon as we get far enough out in front of us to assure, you know, we'd have a continued source of feed to keep the mill at full capacity. So a big bright future, I think, in terms of exploration, but we just haven't been able to get to it just yet.
Fair enough. Focus on the production and growth in production, then get back to exploration. Final comment here regarding cash in the bank. Where does the company stand with the cash in the bank now that the mine has been restarted?
Yeah, so we went out and raised, we had a $28 million debt facility, and then we raised another 25. So we had about 50 million bucks when we started this. And we've obviously spent most of that. We're sitting right in around 11 million, just over 11 million right now. But our contractors are all finished. We've got our permanent workforce in place. We got the mill up and running. Cash flow is starting. We'll hopefully do our first shipments of concentrates in the first half of September. So as it stands right now, we're in pretty good shape. The thing is just get ourselves up to the full production. So we're sitting pretty much where we thought we were going to be sitting at this stage of getting ourselves into production.
Okay. Kevin, I appreciate the update. If anybody has any follow-up questions for Kevin regarding anything going on at Arcana Silver, please email us either fleck@kereport.com or shad@kereport.com. Kevin, again, thank you for the update. Please keep us up to date on any future news.
Perfect, guys. Thanks very much for the time. Really appreciate it.